You're listening to the Jay and Chul Show podcast, Star FM.
Is there something in your relationship that you just will not reveal or do in front of your partner?
Yeah, relationship taboos, we're calling it. We're joined on the show by Elise Carr from Stellar News, our love and relationships expert. Elise, good morning. Is there anything that you will not do in front of your partner?
Morning, guys. It really depends on the person, I think, and where they're at. I mean, if you're just starting a relationship, I know there's a lot of people who aren't comfortable with probably really showing their true colours. You know, like on the first date, you're probably not going to want to talk with your mouth full. You know, you're not going to perhaps let them see without makeup on, apparently. I don't quite get that one, but I've had clients who have spoken about that. You know, with guys, perhaps, you know, you're not really going to be burping in front of the potential new beloved. There's just little self-protocols that really don't make it that appealing. So they're the ones, I think, that are kind of up the top there for most people, or perhaps being seen naked. So if you're going to be getting intimate soon, lots of people like to have the lights off, which I think's a shame, but each their own.
So, Elise, though, for you, do you do absolutely everything in front of your partner?
What would I do that's not really appropriate? I'm probably too conservative, to be honest. I used to be made more reserved than what I am now. When it comes to makeup, that doesn't faze me. I talk with my mouth closed even when I'm alone. So little things like that don't matter. What way am I do? There's nothing I can think of, guys. I'm probably a bit boring when it comes to that.
No, it's all right. We probably just need to delve a little further. I mean, this story that Chills is talking about, 6 months, they reckon, is roughly the amount of time between a new relationship starting and when a female breaks wind for the first time.
Yeah, classy. Comes down to truth and authenticity, I believe. What feels good for you, really, and what you're going to be comfy with.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Elise.
Absolute pleasure. Just keep it real, guys. Be authentic, but also respectful of the other person in their space too, right?
Check out more podcasty awesomeness from the Jay and Chul Show now at starfmcoffs.com.au.